So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Get off your phones, guys. I'm serious this time. I'm just serious, man.
Oh, this is it. This is us.
My Octopus Teacher. Have you seen it, Steve?
No, but I should do that because I'm a little bit cranky for my day. Maybe it's the right day for...
First of all, shout out for having an octopus. That's rad. And for getting a teacher for it. It's impressive.
Maybe a good thing for a cranky day, is it?
It's pretty soothing and looks great. You know, lots of underwater shots.
Maybe like a bit of exercise is good for a cranky day, I reckon.
Oh, yep.
It's the opposite of movies, sorry.
Is that when you go for a jog, but you also have Netflix on your phone at the same time?
You can't go to Video Easy anymore. Like, you usually just go for a walk to Video Easy.
Yeah, well, look. That's fine.
What do you do now?
Well, what I've been doing is watching things. I watched a film called The Trial of the Chicago 7. This is a movie about the kind of show trial that happened in the United States after the 1968 National Democratic Convention. The Democrats put up a candidate who the counterculture folks thought was might as well have been a Republican. So they went down to Chicago to try and impress upon them to have someone a little bit more, I don't know, Vietnam War ending, perhaps. Chicago cops overreacted. Riots ensued. You know, it's all very 2020. Everything's very 2020.
This happened in history, right?
It's happened in history.
Historical event that happened. Is it accurate? It looks like a fun kind of accurate portrayal. I watched the trailer.
In some ways, you'd think so. Like the cast has definitely some comedic elements. Sacha Baron Cohen is one of the top billed cast members. Kind of works within the dramatic context, though. He's playing Abby Hoffman, who is sort of like a... You know, quite a countercultural prankster dude. He even sort of uses the trial, for that stuff as well. Jeremy Strong from Succession.
The American flag shirt, in like Forrest Gump.
Also, I'm just still talking.
John, I don't know if John was sure, because I was just like really landed in there with the shirt.
Fans of Succession and Kendall Roy's terrible rapping would recognize Jeremy Strong. He's also in this, playing another one of the more hippie dudes. But there's also some solid dramatic chops. There's a couple of Oscar winners, and the great Frank Langella is the judge presiding over this case, who just hates the defendants completely and is ruthless towards them.
Do like a hand signal when you're done.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Like this. This one. Okay. Well.
You're waving at me.
It's a work in progress. This is an Aaron Sorkin drama. He's the dude who created and wrote The West Wing. It's very talky, very speechified, and he definitely is, as are many screenwriters, someone who loves the idea that the power of words can make things happen at a very serious, real-world level. You can see this on Netflix in a couple of weeks. It did have a really brief little cinema run, which... It's nice to see happening more and more at the minute with these things that we can see on streaming sort of pop up for a
Is that 2 weeks?
A few days.
Is it only in theatres for like a couple of days?
Yeah, there was a kind of in and out situation.
Wow, that's buzzy.
Simply because of the Netflix release? Do you think there's a combination of...
I'm curious about it too.
They won't get many bums on seats because it is going to be available for streaming?
Yeah, look, I think there's two different things happening. One is that maybe for the last year or so, the streaming services have kind of realised if we've got this prestige stuff, particularly if we want to think about these films as, you know, potential Oscar winners or whatever, like you saw it with Martin Scorsese's The Irishman last year, that... You're depriving film nerds of getting to see these things on a big screen, and you will kind of want to position this thing that people are watching in their lounges as, oh yeah, I've heard of this. There's been some chatter about it beforehand. So there you have it. I think it's worth a watch, but it's very talky. It's a good courtroom drama, but it's also just, you know, 50 years later, really reminiscent of a lot of the things that we've seen on the news this year, particularly in police and protester violence and just a whole bunch of arbitrary decision making by the state. If you're looking for something a bit more amusing, Sacha Baron Cohen also has a new Borat movie on the way. I haven't seen this. I have watched the trailer. It's worth checking out.
Can he still get away with that sort of comedy in the modern era?
I think what has made that character work well is that it's never not going to be funny to make fun of conservatives.
Mm.
So so long as he's helping people look stupid, that if you're already predisposed to hate a conservative, you're going to find plenty of humour in this. The sort of plot line of this, as gleaned from the trailer, is that he's trying to find a husband for his daughter, and one of the people he settles on is US Vice President Mike Pence, who... This thing comes out on Prime Video, I think, on the 23rd of October. It's a few weeks away. Mike Pence could be the president by then, I guess.
Mm.
So, could become more relevant. We'll see. Should be good for a laugh. And also on the horizon, the full details are out tomorrow, but just got wind that the Terrify Film Festival is coming back to Auckland early November. That's got a program including horror and sci-fi gems that people have been looking forward to seeing for ages. Mm. And... again, thinking about the trial of the Chicago 7, it's nice to know that they won't just go straight to your TV. Things I'm really looking forward to seeing there is Brandon Cronenberg, son of David, his film Possessor, which looks freaky as. A new sci-fi called Synchronic. And best of all, a film I wanted to see for ages called Psycho Goreman. It's about a character called Psycho Goreman. He's a monstrous alien killer woken up by two children in the suburbs whose awakening brings a whole bunch of intergalactic killing machines to Earth, and it kind of looks like Masters of the Universe, that bad movie version, but all played for laughs. I'm there.
Okay.
More details on that one soon.
Is nice. Anything timing with level one drop down?
Well, if you're really keen to get into cinemas tomorrow... you could see a film that's kind of been in the release schedule ping pong for a little while, which is Gerard Butler's Greenland. I haven't caught this yet. I might go see it tomorrow. This is Gerard Butler versus asteroids or comets, some kind of world-ending type calamity.
I thought it was going to be a documentary about global warming or something.
No, this is just let's get this kind of third-rate leading man who shows up and
sick.
People go to see him do things. This is a film in the style of Deep Impact, where there's a kind of global catastrophe on the way. Earth's going to get messed up by interstellar objects, and he's trying to get his family to safety in an underground bunker in Greenland.
Do they have a dog?
The save the cat rules will almost certainly apply. There'll be some kind of animal involved in this film, I am pretty sure.
Billy!
But yeah, that's some stuff on the horizon. Also, if you just want something to enjoy on the couch, I checked out the first episode of a true crime drama. Well, a true story crime drama called Dez. It stars David Tennant, former Doctor Who. He is playing a... real-life, gross, Scottish serial killer who gets picked up by the cops. And, you know, unlike a kind of cat-and-mouse police interview, is just kind of like, oh, yeah, I did that. Why'd you do it? Oh, I was kind of hoping you'd tell me that.
Fair.
He's pretty chilling. If you watched Jessica Jones and saw his season as a villain, you'll get why he has got great potential to be a shit scary dude.
Somebody's saying here via the text machine that a film needs to be in theatres to be eligible for the awards like the Oscars. Is that correct?
That is correct. Those eligibility rules don't apply to New Zealand though, so they don't need to show anything here to be Oscar eligible. But yeah, it needs to play.
Wait,
we don't. No.
We don't.
Tell you what, Show Me Shorts, which is in cinemas at the moment, that is actually a film festival that is eligible for.
Oh,
the
you
Oscars.
Mean, okay, right. So if we show in theatres here, it won't be eligible for Oscars. We have to show in the theatres in America for a New Zealand film to. Is that kind of the gist?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Pretty much. Yeah, so you need a certain number of showings within US theatres. It's not heaps, but you'll kind of see things pop up for sometimes like just a day or two.
Didn't Old Mate do that to try and get not to be eligible for Oscars? Wasn't that his plan?
I'm sure that he expected Oscars from day one.
He wanted it in a theatre so he could do that, though, wasn't it? The whole plan. John would know.
Let's just... but look, not everyone makes movies for those reasons. If we think about Verotica, as discussed on this program a couple of weeks ago, Glenn Danzig did say that you know, he didn't want to make any Academy Award-winning shit.
You fucking nailed it, dog.
So it's always good to aspire to the right things, and sometimes those are not making Academy Award winning shit.
You know?
I'm waving my hand.
Oh, is that okay.
Steve, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
See you next time. Thanks for the beer.
You're welcome.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.